for at the time, I was probably maxing out at like 80K. Like anywhere I'd interviewed for, right? At the time, I was maxing out at $80,000. And so it's just like, you've got to identify like where these opportunities are so that you can make these sorts of jumps. You also have to be ready for them. So are you a Black woman who is doing all this work? You are constantly getting new projects piled on you. You're constantly getting new degrees, yet you're not getting the money that matches. If you feel like any of that's you, you're in the right place. My name is Shaquelle. I'm better known as your favorite six-figure chick, and this is your favorite six-figure chick podcast. My claim to fame is that I went from making $68,000 to more than $150,000 in about 8 months by transitioning in tech, and now I get to help other people do that exact same thing. I'm here with my co-host, Gina.
I'm Gina. I'm the program coordinator here at Six Figure Chick. She actually helped me do the same thing. I transferred from here from law enforcement. So I used to work inside the jail, long hours, probably about 16 hours a day, give or take. And so, you know, I was tired of doing that. And so I'm not completely straying from that, but I am here. I love her to death. She is my best friend. So I'm here working with her, helping you, you know, break those barriers, letting you know that you can't, you know, you don't have to pile on 6 or 7 degrees just to get, you know, the money that you want. So we are going to talk to you ladies today and see how we can help you guys.
Well, we can find. To be honest, I want to start with the degrees because you brought it up. How many degrees you got to get?
I'm working on number 3. And number 3 ain't like, you know, my associates or something, and like, you know, something like that. I ain't working on 3 associate degrees. No, okay, I feel like some of y'all are and y'all need to stop. But this is like a PhD in criminal justice, just to be clear. So I just put a pause on it because I feel like that degree is going to cost me probably about like 80 to 100K. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do I really want that? And like, I look at the experience of becoming a warden and it's like, you need 10 years of experience. Baby, I only got 3. So I just need to, jump from that, stop my degree, jump, get some more experience. And then, you know, we can go from there.
Together. A lot of people do that though, right? A lot of people think that they can bypass the need for experience by getting degrees. And what often happens, to be honest, is that you still need the experience. Like, nobody really the degree is not. And we talk to clients about this all the time, and to our community about this all the time. It's like, I get so frustrated when people, and specifically Black women, want to collect degrees and certifications like Infinity Stones, and then get mad when it does not result in them getting more money. And so our whole goal today, right, is to figure out how we can help our listeners, how we can help them figure out how to get more money. And so one of the better things, you know, that you can do outside of trying to get new degrees is networking. Yes. Networking is always, always, always the answer. And networking before you eat something from somebody.
Yes.
Like, people struggle with that. So I know you're kind of new to LinkedIn since, you know, you started working here. Are you getting follows and DMs and asking you for help now that you got the
every day
chick?
Like, every day. Like, she told me, hey, you need to get your LinkedIn up, bro. I'm like, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, maybe I do need to get my LinkedIn up. So got my little pretty picture on there, got my little banner, got my little introduction, you know, put my little bullets on my little job descriptions and stuff. And now I'm like, hey, can you help me? I'm like, who are you? You need my help? I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, oh, you know, we want to reach out to you because you do XYZ for, you know, Six Figure Chick. I'm like, oh, okay. Right. So it really works. It really works. I want to let you guys, it really works. It doesn't matter like what role you're in, what background, and, you know, LinkedIn really does get you that connections and really can like increase your following.
For sure. Other thing too is that like people start reaching out to you because you have this, like, because you have, you work for this company, right?
Yes.
And people know this company and know the brand. And so the same thing happens when somebody works at, you know, the Googles, the wherever, you know, of the world. And so people just start DMing. So think about how many people are probably DMing you and DMing this person, DMing this person. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, when you wait to network until you need something, now you want me to respond back to you.
Pronto.
But right now, like, you're just like, why haven't I gotten a response back? But it's like, if you network before you need things and you actually build a relationship, even if the relationship is just like, say, girl, I love them glasses. Every time you come up on my feed, I be seeing your glasses. They look so fly, you know, whatever. Like, even if it's just that, that's at least some sort of relationship that's built. So then when you do need the job, when you do want to get an informational interview, when you do want a referral, like, you have this relationship already established. So like, that is just my really big thing about networking. Because it works. It's going to get you, like, networking. I need you to know. I need you to know. Networking is going to get you in rooms that you didn't even know existed. Networking is going to get you jobs that aren't posted on the internet anywhere. It happens all the time. I've had jobs made for me working at certain places, and they wanted to keep me. And so they created an opportunity. And so you've got to push that first. And it takes less time than a 4-year degree. Absolutely. And significantly less money. What'd you say earlier? 70 to 100K?
Yes.
That's what she was anticipating?
Yeah, that's what I'm anticipating.
70 to 100K.
And all that time. Like, it'll probably take me another like 2 to 3 just to get, like, you know, where I want to be, like, degree wise. But I'm like, I can make more money now by gaining experience, you know, working with Shaquille. I can, you know, make more money now until, you know, hold off being broke, trying to, you know, type papers. 6 or 7 papers a day. Right. I'm like, hey.
Also, who has $70,000 sitting around to hand off, like, to hand over? Like, you don't have $70,000 to hand over. So even worse is that going and getting these degrees often keeps you from getting to your 6 figures, like, to enjoy it longer.
It does.
Like, that's the really big part. It's like you're investing all of your money here. And so in lieu of, please network. Networking is going to be the number one thing that I suggest. But, like, the other thing that's really, really helpful specifically for Black women is, like, we are magnetic. You know what I'm saying? People love us. So if you can, within your organization as well, like, find opportunities to scale, how can you offer and, like, lend yourself to this project or to that project? Use them for what you need to get out of them. And if that's just experience, even if it's just the experience of, like, hey, I'm working on this. So something we're doing right now, right, is, like, you're doing some strategic partnership work for us.
Love
right?
That.
And so now you get to write strategic partnership work on your resume. If you wanted to go somewhere else, please don't go anywhere else. Let's not get any ideas.
Let me just be clear. She don't want me to go nowhere else. And I got this little part-time job too with James Avery. They don't want me to go where I'm just to be clear, I am leaving James.
Like, I am.
If any of y'all are watching, do not try to extend my time. My time is up. And I just want you to know that. But no, they love, like, I am probably, like, maybe one of the 20 Black people, Black women that work at James Avery, just to be clear.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you don't see many of us as we walk in James Avery. Mm-hmm. So, and then, like, our store manager, she's also a Black woman. So she didn't start in James Avery. She just, you know, networked and got up to James Avery. Now she's, like, the store manager over, like, 20 stores. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's huge, but I'm not trying to, you know, be in that, you know, that space.
Right.
I do want to stay here with you as long as I can.
I appreciate you, guys.
Just know that. So
you got some promotions at James, or did you always start out as doing, like, team lead work for
them? So I always started out as doing, like, sales team lead for them.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know, like, I assist my manager in doing stuff too. She's great. Margaret's great. But I'm like, hey, this is not, I text her. I was like, hey, did you get my notice? And she was like, yeah, but it's not real. I said, no, I typed it for you.
What it says is not real.
And I signed
it's
it.
It's like the SpongeBob meme where it's like, all right, I'm gonna head out. Like,
I'm gonna say, all right, this is enough. I'm gonna head out. But I wrote my name, and you said, you know, once you type it as official, I typed it and I sent it on your
doc.
And she was like, do you want me to submit it? I said, yes, please submit it, because I don't see my job posted on James Avery Career.
Do you feel like you've gotten, by working for another Black woman, do you feel like it's, like, helped your experience when working there or when working here, of, like, having, like, Black leadership available to you?
Here for sure. Yeah. Not so much there, because I really don't see her. She really doesn't have, like, an impact.
Yeah.
You know, for the store, but here, absolutely. Like, I love you. I love working for this company. It's great. And, like, you're so authentic. So I always tell people, we were interviewing last week for the executive, assistant position. Like, what you see on camera is truly, like, what you are. Do not be surprised.
Is it?
On nothing.
Might like, see a durag.
Durag, velvet durag, you know, big hoops. Sometimes she wears a grill. So please don't be,
you know,
piercings, all of that.
It. Don't
like,
worry about
it's very authentic.
Here.
So you're not fixing to get, like, Shaquille somewhere else and then some, the Barbara somewhere else. Yeah. You know, you're just going to get, you know, her. So I love that. It really has. And then, like you said, strategic partnerships, just because they know you, just because they know, like, the business,
for sure.
I'm able to reach out to them on behalf of you and say, hey, you know, this is what we do. This is who we are. Would you like to work with us? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, tell me the statistics. Tell me, you know, drop some gems on me.
Think about the opportunities.
And I'm glad to do that. And so I love it.
That's the thought. It's like, think about the opportunities that, like, Black women, if there's an opportunity to prioritize working for someone who looks like you, There was a statistic that came out recently, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but like Black women, if they are on primarily non-Black teams, then they are given like rudimentary work. They're more like task driven of like, you know, like make sure you stock the printer, make sure. And it's like things that would not result in them being able to showcase their expertise so that they can get promotions and so that they can get raises. And so I'm saying, like, an opportunity when you work spaces and you can put yourself forward for saying like, hey, I want to work on this project. I want to help with this thing. So that way you are showing like what you're showcasing, what it is that you can do in comparison to the like don't wait for someone to offer you is my thought. It's like, how can you raise your hand and how can you say, how can you identify, you know, a problem or an area for improvement? We want to use the corporate language, an area for improvement, but how do we identify a problem or an area of improvement that like you can bring a solution to and then try to like support and take on that project? Mm-hmm. Because I'm just thinking about, again, opportunities for promotion within, but then opportunities to take. I tell people every single day, I want you to think about not what's on your job description, but write down what you actually do. So like your job description is that you're a program coordinator.
Yes.
How much program coordination you be doing?
Baby, when I tell people I'm a program coordinator, they be like, oh, wait, you program what? Not a program. Not a program. Like, you know, but actually, you know.
But like 17 other things, right?
Yes, 17 other things. 17 million other things.
Write down what those things are though, right? So when you start thinking about what new opportunities might be there, like that's a really big thing that I want people to know is that you are doing more than what your job description says every single time. You don't know it because you don't write it down. Like you don't think about it. This is your day to day. And it's just what you're used to doing. But you know, a big thing I tell them, like, are you helping onboard new employees? You're helping us hire, right? Like you're a part of our hiring team.
I love that,
but like onboarding new employees. So, like these are things that you can now put on your resume. So even if you don't get the promotion,
right?
Even if you don't get the, you know, new position, which is frustrating and everything else, but like, great, write that. Write it on your resume.
Write it, please.
Write it down. And then go take that resume and go somewhere else because you don't have to keep doing the same thing, right? What we wind up with people doing is that, like, I did customer service. I got to do customer service. So I got to do customer service. It's like, well,
you can do so much
more. What have you been doing, right? You've been doing sales work. You've been doing onboarding work. You've been doing all of these, like, different spaces. But that's one of the other big pieces that I think has been super, super prevalent for us. But money, the actual money. Black women don't negotiate.
We really don't. And so, speaking of that, so, you know, she called me probably about July or August of last year. She's like, hey, how much money do you want to make working for me? I was like, is that a real question? Like, do I have to answer it?
What's the number?
Can I call you back and think about it? And so I got off the phone with my husband. I asked Chris, I said, Shaq just called me, and I do call her Shaq. So
Do not call me Shaq. My name is Shaquille. It is two syllables. Don't do that.
I tell everybody, even in the interview, I was like, hey, when we hired for the assistant, I was like, hey, I'm going to refer to her through Shaq through this interview.
Anybody, do not say,
hi, Shaq. I'm nice. No. Say Shaquille. Mm-mm. But like, I'll throw the Shaquille, but I'll throw the Shaq. So I was like, Shaq just called me. What should I say? It's like, oh, if you, you know, you ready. You know, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to, you know, leave James Avery, but, you know, what should I say? And it's like, you know, she, you know, I'm pretty sure she's a boyfriend. So, I was like.
Cool. And a lot of women do that too. They're like, I got to ask my husband, or I got to do this, or I check on my boyfriend. It's like, I need you to come into this knowing a really big one, and negotiations start from the jump. Negotiation starts the second you get on the phone with somebody, even if it's just a recruiter, like whatever. People think that they're waiting until the last minute to negotiate. And it's like, oh no, I've been evaluating you this entire time. Mm-hmm. I am paying attention to how you talk to me. And I'm, specifically for Black women, like, you know, our really big thing is authenticity. I'm not saying that I need you to sound super proper like this. And how are you talking to me? Like, are you... I interviewed somebody one time for a different business endeavor. She was going to host an event for me. Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, hey, I've never met you before. Like, let's jump on a quick call.
Right.
And we did a Zoom call. I expected her to be sitting down, but instead she was up and she was doing her laundry and she was in her closet doing clothes. Like, it's dark. And then it was light. And it was just like, oh, you can't work for me.
No.
Like, you can't, like, because I'm evaluating you from the second we get on this call. So, like, people, like, bearing that in mind that, like, when you're interviewing, quiet spaces, right? Calling people by their name, right? Like, making sure you reference the company, reference the job title. All of these things are, like, where people are evaluating you at. So, the negotiation starts in the beginning. But just in general, it's, like, you have to do your research in order to know what number you want to say that you want. Yes. Like, it's something we talked about on LinkedIn recently. Like, I did a really big like post on it, but like, what's the lifestyle you live today? Based off of that lifestyle, how much money do you need to make? And then what's your goal, right? So like, I always talk about like my mama, I made it car is I'm gonna buy a Lexus truck, right? So like, I got a paid off Honda today.
Today.
It's a paid off Honda. So I know how much money I need to make today, but I know that my goal in like the next 2 years, maybe or something, right? It's like, okay, I want to buy a Lexus truck. And that Lexus truck is going to cost me $500 or something like that, you know, a month or whatever. It's going to be a $70,000 car. Yeah. And so, okay, what do I need to make today? But then what am I looking for in the next couple of years? And
absolutely.
Where's my experience level? So part two, where's my experience level at? Am I somebody you would consider entry level, mid-level, senior level? Mm-hmm. And then industry fucking standards, right? Like, where is the money at?
Where is the
money? Where is, look at salary.com. Look at, what is the other thing? Built-in levels.fyi, Glassdoor. There's so many opportunities to look and see where is everybody else in the industry like paying for this role? And that is how you evaluate how much money you should ask for in a negotiation.
Do not come, you know, in my inbox with like, hey, I want to make, you know, $300,000, but doing what?
Even
like
just what? Pulling numbers out. I don't want you to be underpaid. This isn't even about, I'm not worried about you over, I'm not worried about you wanting to be overpaid, to be honest. It's never that. Like, it's like, I mean, sure, like you can talk yourself out of a job. Like, if you flip fries at McDonald's and you tell them like, you know what, I want $75,000, they are going to laugh at you.
They are.
Because that's not the industry standard for that role, right? Regardless of how much experience or how many degrees or whatever. So understanding that. So you can talk yourself out of a job, but it's also being underpaid.
Yes.
If you don't do your industry-like knowledge research, if you just don't evaluate for yourself, like, you don't know how much money you be spending until you go look at your bank account and you print out a bank statement and start highlighting like DoorDash.
Uber Eats. And just like, not even stuff, just like, you know, Shein.
Yeah.
Like, the other day, like, I said, ooh.
One too many things from Amazon.
I was like, ooh, hold on. That card. Christopher asked me, how much was Shein order? I said, I can't tell you how much, but I can tell you the items. I said, I bought about 50 items. He told me 50 items. I said, yeah. So he was like, start doing the numbers. He's like, so, you know, how much was Choice? Choice thing. I was like, about 300. He was like, oh, so it's more than that. I said, it's more than that. I can't tell you the numbers. But if you look at my bank statement,
don't look
you
at my statement, to be honest. Let's not look at my bank.
You see how much I spent on clothes. And I'm just like, all right,
not look at my bank. So like, but that's my thought, right? Is that people don't, when you don't take into account how much money you actually need, then you wind up underselling yourself, right? You're asking for 50K when you need 65 to make ends meet. Like, absolutely. You need 65. And so it's just like, this is how you set yourself up for a better experience. Also, if you do not negotiate, there's like a little statistic about this too. I gotta get my statistics together, man. I'm gonna give me a little cheat sheet that's over on the side of my leg. If you look up like statistics about it, like if you don't negotiate, then like over the course of like 5 years, you wind up with like 20 or 30% less than another person who wound up negotiating because they started higher. So even if y'all both only do the little 2 to 5% raises every year, their number was higher to begin with. So their percentage is going to be bigger than what yours was. So like, negotiation is another way that people, and specifically women, and more often than not, Black women, leave money on the table. And it feels really scary. And people are like, I don't want to negotiate. I don't know what to do. I'm so nervous. I tell people to put yourself on mute. Negotiations are almost always over the phone, right? Nobody's really going into an office for a job these days. Like, that's not really. No. And even if you were, like, they're not offering you the job, like, in the office.
In the office.
You're getting a phone call about it. So when you get on the phone and they say, I want to offer you this thing, this is, we have our thing, right? We have a way in which we teach our clients, our community to negotiate. So there's an equation. We have gratitude, then we have the phrase, and then we have silence. Mm-hmm. If you can put those three things, that was a Drake moment. If you can put those three things together, you're going to do just fine, right? So like always, oh my goodness, thank you so much. You know what, Shani, I had such a great time here. You know, I really appreciated this. I'm so excited I got to meet Gina and, you know, Tasha and all of these different people. It's been so great. I'm excited about the work that I'm going to get to do at Insert Company. I'm actively interviewing for roles that pay between this amount of money and this amount of money. Is that something that Insert Company can accommodate? And then you sit there and it feels really uncomfortable.
Really uncomfortable.
It was really, that was like 3 seconds of silence.
So silent.
That wasn't even that long. That was like 3 seconds of silence. And people are like,
when you do your webinars and you do that, like I have to check. I'm like, is my
did I freeze? Freeze? Oh yeah, absolutely.
Is she, like no. Is she frozen?
Nope.
No, this is intentional.
I am going to sit really here because I need you to sit here in this silence and be uncomfortable for a little bit. But putting yourself on mute, like let me tell you something. I'm a little off. I have a lot of anxiety, so I get it. And so it's just like, great. Sometimes I need to fill the like silence with words. Yes. I will put myself on mute and then I'll be like, yeah, because but people get to start explaining.
Mm-hmm.
Stop explaining. Nobody asked you that.
Yeah, you're talking yourself out. They could say yes. They could say, oh.
They would have said yes, you would just shut up.
That's it? That's all you got?
They would have said
120?
Yes. 120?
Done. 120? Done.
But instead you want to be like, well, because I have a kid
no.
and my cousin no. Bobo, and then I did get this degree this one time and I do flip fries at McDonald's. It's like, you want to give me 17 no. reasons why you need it? I just need to know that you, is this, if this is it, then this is it. And notice that the phrase is not, you know, the phrase is not, I think I should make,
mm-mm.
I want to, I feel like I should
it's
get,
very
I
direct.
Love feeling words. It's very direct. I love feeling words. And I just, but this is, we're not doing feelings right now. I am actively interviewing for roles that pay between this amount of money and this amount of money. That's it. There's no feelings in that. Mm-mm. This is what I'm currently doing this. Are you interested in being in the running? Or not?
Can you accommodate?
Can you accommodate this? Because if you
yes
can,
no.
then let's work together. If you can't, no worries, baby. I'm going to go ahead and keep doing what I was doing.
Absolutely.
I got other opportunities on the yep. line. And like, fun fact, you don't have to have the other opportunities on the line.
Yeah. Just say you got. Just say you got. You know, they don't know. They don't know what you got.
They don't know.
You might have know. 5 or 10 stuff, but you might have, you just want, just one.
For sure.
And so just leave them on silent.
Always.
And just
I'm always interviewing. Maybe that's my answer. I'm always interviewing. I am perpetually interviewing. And I truly believe that's, again, more ways that you wind up leaving money on the table. If you stay at your job for too long, I'm talking to somebody, you know exactly what I'm talking to. If you were staying at your job for too long.
I'm like.
This how you. This is, like, it's another way though that you wind up losing out on money because yeah. you're only going to get usually about 2 to 5% raises mm-hmm. on an annual basis. That's just what corporate does. You can get 20 to 30% by leaving
yes.
and going to a new company. Like yes. it's a thing we talk about all the time. Like I used to be, I've been a trainer. Training is my, that's my like corporate world. That's what I did. And so like I trained at Google and I made $68,000. I trained at TikTok and I made $150,000.
Super wild.
It was the same
I was
job.
Blown away.
It was the same job. It wasn't. And fun fact, Google wanted me to travel. Google wanted me to leave my house and go to different cities and like train people on, which like at the time felt, so I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
like, company card.
Yes,
it's
yes.
great. So at the time it sounded Manish. Like wonderful, but like, oh, TikTok's gonna let me sit in my apartment and like make $150,000 mm-hmm. training from right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to go anywhere. Oh, okay. So like just the opportunity to like leave. So like every, it's about every 2 years, if I'm being honest, like every 2 years, you gotta be going somewhere new and testing it. But this is why we always interview. Because then you get to keep up with the industry trends. You know how much
yes.
money, right? You don't have to go do all of this research now because you were interviewing. You're getting job offers. So what? You know, like, oh, okay, they're paying $75,000 for this role now. I'm only making $58,000.
And it's time for a shift.
Somebody about to get asked for
somebody,
a raise.
Somebody, it's time to shift. Like, oh, you paying so-and-so this, but here,
I'm
about to leave.
But it happens at corporations too, right? And that's, I know yes. some places we've worked at before, you know, that we've worked at before together, like call centers and things like that. Like,
oh yeah,
you'll come in at a certain amount. And then a year later, somebody new comes in and makes like twice the amount of money
yes.
that you do. Like,
which just recently happened. I'm like, hold on, what? I've been doing
I remember that, yes.
For so long. And you, this not, we don't even have the same time. Like, I'm like, what? Like, no.
How's she making the same
how's
amount
she
of
making
money?
The same amount of money. I feel like y'all based this off of me being a black woman. Y'all based this, you know, y'all based off her being like Asian. You know, they get the stereotypes. Oh, they smart. They this and they that.
No,
but like,
give
no,
me my money.
No, give me my money.
My
give,
coins,
me, give me truly
Run
what I deserve because I've been
coins.
Here, you know, doing all of that,
yes.
doing XYZ, building the morale up. Y'all
yes.
didn't have no morale before I came. So I feel like, you know, through games or whatever, game events I put on,
mm-hmm.
you should pay me.
Companies like, don't value loyalty though. Like they don't reward it with money. Let me say that. Like they want you to stay. Like they want you. I want you to be here. I don't want you to ever leave me. And it's like, okay, great. Then like make it make sense for me to stay here. And they won't. Like
absolutely.
It's not, it's not a thing. And it's very interesting. One of the companies that I left a few years back, I was there for 2.5 years. I got 4 promotions in 2.5 years. So I was valued, right? I was good.
Yeah,
I was
you
good
were.
At what I did. That you wanted me to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the very end of that, I was like, you know, I'm a manager now. I've got a fancy title and I've done all these things. You know what? I need to no longer make commissions. That was the whole thing, is that I made about $50,000 in commission, $50,000 base, $20,000 in commission. And I was like, cool, can we just give me my money? Can I just make $70,000?
Yeah.
Like, do I need to? Yeah, because I was no longer a seller. I was no longer doing any other stuff, right? But they said no. And I was like, okay, can I get like $5,000 on like my base? They said no. I said, can we take it out of the commission and put the $5,000 over here? So then I just make 55 and 15. And they said no. They, any way in which I asked for this $5,000, they told me no. I'd been there for 2.5 years. Mm. This was the longest time I'd ever been in a company that I'd stayed. I had like worked through that company in every which way I possibly could have. I was considered, you know, oh, she's such a valuable employee.
Yeah.
And then I left over $5,000 because they wouldn't give me.
And that's
five
valid.
Grand. You was going to give it to me anyway.
You was going to give it to me.
To be
anyways.
Very clear, like, maybe it's me. I wasn't missing my commission.
Why could you not give it to me? Why could you not give it to me when I asked you?
I was going to get the money regardless, but the fact that you didn't want to put it on my, like, base, and they were like, oh, like, other managers aren't making this. But again, that's the same job that I left from at 50K as, like, a base, you know what I'm saying? As a trainer, that's what I was doing at that point, is I was the manager of learning and development. Mm-hmm. And then I left, and I went to Google, and I was an individual contributor for 68. So now I don't manage anybody and I don't have to worry about any of these numbers or these metrics. I had to do my job. I had to show up, do my job. Somebody manages me.
There's nobody.
And I got $68,000. And it's just like, not you telling me the industry standard. So that's the thing too. Yes. It's like, if you aren't doing your own research, they gonna lie to you.
Right? They are. They definitely gonna lie to you.
For their benefit.
For their benefit. And you can just ask like, hey, you know, I want a $5,000, you know, increase.
No.
No? Then you keep it moving. You generally just go somewhere else. And like a similar story happened to me at a company, like, you know, they brought in somebody else. So like, hey, you know, I'm making this. Can I, you know, get more money?
Right.
No. Absolutely. Okay. Well, are you going to stay through your bonus? Absolutely not. Like, what bonus? How much is it? Like, tell me how much I'm going to get. I'm like 300. Absolutely not. It's not worth my headache. When you say bonus, like, I expect you to give me thousands of dollars. Oh. At least about two.
Baby.
You want me to stay for 300
for sure.
extra dollars? Dude. Dude. Absolutely.
After I'm already
I'm just
asking
be
for
like
money.
Deuces.
But at some point, you know, and this will be a conversation for another day, I'm sure. But like, at some point, the money's not enough. I walked away from a $20,000 bonus at TikTok. I left in February. I am actually, we about to come up on my 1 year anniversary and not working for them no more. But like, I left in February. Bonus time was like, bonuses would have been paid out in May. I left not only a $20,000 bonus, I left probably 50 more shares of TikTok stock.
And I told her to stay, by the way. Like, I told her to stay. She messaged me. She told me in January. She's like, oh, I'm thinking about quitting TikTok. I said, you sure? Because mom blowing money, by the way.
Yeah.
And she's like, you sure? I was like, yeah, but, you know, I think about, you know, staying until May and getting my shares. And, you know, I didn't know about the bonus. She's like, give me my shares and XYZ. I was like, cool. Just stay until May. February. I quit. I said.
I put my notice in.
I said, hello. Did you like quit? Like, you didn't tell me? Like, yeah, I just quit. I couldn't make it till February. I couldn't make it till May. I was like.
I tried.
That's valid. You did try.
Because I remember making a TikTok about it. It was so funny. I remember making a TikTok and I was like, today they got me messed up. Like, we can wrap this up right now. And everybody was like, oh my God, what happened? Da, da, da. And I was like. I still work here. I don't know what I can say. Give me a second. And that was probably like early January.
Yeah.
So like, this was like January 31st. I was like, hey, here you go. Because February 15th, I'm going to go ahead and like peace out.
I'm peacing out.
So like sometimes like money just isn't enough. Like, it's not. You know, I know that we all like you need money. We live in a capitalistic like society and all of that fun stuff. So like I'm not tripping on that. But like money is not always enough to like keep you somewhere, which is why when you're trying to negotiate, I need the money to make sense.
Yes.
Because we know our experience is going to be different.
Absolutely.
Like other people's experiences look like. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm already about to be pissed off, like
I'm already coming in.
You gonna call me sassy?
You gonna tell me like I gotta change my hair color?
What?
Or like I can't wear my afro? Or what? I can't wear my wash and goes?
You need to like rub my head? No. See, I need like a petting fee. I gotta negotiate that into the salary before.
Now treat me like I work at the zoo. I ain't from the zoo,
I
so don't pet me.
I need a petting fee. Like this is like, you know what? Somebody definitely gonna try to rub my head at least twice.
They are.
at least somebody, we're gonna have a conversation about the nails over. Oh, I'm like, how do you
over and over?
Do,
and
can
over.
You do anything
over
with those?
And over.
Fun facts. I do everything you do. Everything. Like, so I need to negotiate that. And so it's just like, when you think about money, I don't want you to just think about, you know, okay, I need this amount of money to live. How much money do you need to like thrive and be reasonable, right? Like, I'm not saying like, okay, cool. Like, you know, I want $200,000. We all want $200,000, right? I'll take it. I'm
for real.
Like, you can give me $200K and I'd be really happy about that. But like, what do you need to be able to do to like move forward? So, yes. Like I said, I have this realistic number of how much money I need today based off of where I'm at. But then I know that there's another number. There's a like,
it is.
I want to buy this Lexus truck. Mm-hmm. I want to go on 4 vacations a year. Yep. I want, you know, I want all of these things. So how do we like wind up, what's the word I'm looking for? Weaving that back into like what we're looking for. But like, negotiations make all of the difference. It will make or break your experience about money and how much money you're going to make over the course of like time. And these big jumps, like I'm always very proud of that 68K to 150.
Absolutely.
But like, I could have did that sooner. You yes. want me. So it's easier to negotiate, right? When it's like, oh, I'm okay. I mean, I got a little bit of a leg up here because mm-hmm. this is so, you know, that's my 2 cents. I want y'all to stop getting degrees when they don't please make stop. Sense specifically. Like, I know sometimes they do. And when they do that's perfectly fine. But like, do not put yourself further in debt in order to get more
that's
money.
The key.
When black women win, everybody else does too. That is not just a cute phrase or mm-hmm. a fun phrase. Statistical research has been put into this. When black women make more money, families thrive, businesses thrive, and economies thrive. You deserve more, but you've got to be ready for that more. You've got to be prepared, and being prepared means doing your research, knowing what numbers you actually need, negotiating and standing up for yourself and saying like what it is that you want. And if they cannot meet it, it's not the right opportunity. Like, please stop saying yes to things that you want to say no to.
Please. Please stop it.
Please. And I mean, in every walk of life, please stop saying yes to things that you want to say no to. If it is not enough money, it's not enough money. Keep it pushing.
Keep it moving.
Let's keep it like keep moving forward. But like, those would be some of my like biggest pieces. And like, you know, networking. We were recently hiring for an executive assistant, and some of the young ladies who wound up making it to final rounds with me, like, they're in this network now. I'm mentoring one of them.
They are.
Another one is being mentored by somebody else, like from our team, and we're finding opportunities. Like, your networking will get you. We don't have a role for her yet, but we're like, hey, we're going to mentor you until mm-hmm. we find an opportunity, whether it's with someone else or with us, because this person is now a part of our network. Yeah. So like, you get so many opportunities. So that's my 2 cents. I'll sit here and talk to you all day about this. Gina, what's your wrap up?
My wrap up is everything you said in a nutshell. Just do not settle for less in any aspect of your life. You are, as black women, we are queens. We are it. Everybody wants to be us. So candidly, you know, we cannot help that. We are fabulous. We're gorgeous, and we speak our minds. So do not go on mute when, you know, somebody says, okay, you know, this is not going to work. I can't offer you 150, but you know, I can do 110. That's not what you wanted.
Yeah.
You wanted 150. So get 150. And just say, hey, you know, like she said, I'm actively interviewing for other positions. Mm-hmm. Can you accommodate this? Yes or no. And just leave them on mute. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. That's all I gotta say.
We did it. This has been really fun. part whatever of many, I am sure, is the answer that I have. Part whatever of many, but nonetheless, like, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of y'all. Thank y'all for being here. We're gonna see y'all next Sunday. You know, so that way we can get rid of these Sunday scaries. That's the whole thing. We doing 6-figure Sundays to get rid of these Sunday scaries. We not doing none of that no more. So my name is Shekel. This has been super dope. Thank you for listening to your favorite 6-figure chick podcast. And we will see you on the next episode.